This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Don't be left out. The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Boston's sports original.
Curtis, about what to do about today's Numbnuts Invitational, because it seems like, based on your forecast, that it's going to rain all day. But I would love to get Nine and Dine in today with the listeners. So I don't know. Do we make that decision at the end of the show? How do you want to do this?
Well, why don't we call Arnold Palmer and ask him? I bet you he has an AI set up.
I think you have to make the decision by the end of the show.
Yeah.
To give people the time that they need to figure out, all right, is it going to be, do I need to get where I need to get to, yeah, so I can get down there, or is it going to get rescheduled?
I mean, I have the full rain suit ready to go. I mean, I'm one of those guys. I have my wet gear ready at all times, Curtis, in case I want to squeeze 18 or 36 in.
I brought a rain jacket specifically for this.
Didn't it used to be a tent?
Yeah, you know.
I wore
one of those umbrella hats, actually.
I just wanted us to fast forward to the point where Greg told us he had to get a smaller rain jacket because of all the work he's done.
That is true.
Trainer Dan got him headed in the right direction. 3 days a week now.
Yeah, 3 days a week with Trainer Dan.
You would lose 100 pounds if you had Trainer Dan Campbell.
We're going to get to that in a second.
Oh.
But since we're talking about golf,
okay,
can I get a quick ruling on a douche move?
You certainly can.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, another episode of Douche Move.
Ha, what a douche. All right, just your opinion on this quickly. Former Masters champion and current LIV Tour player, Patrick Reed, filed a $750 million defamation lawsuit yesterday against Brandel Chamblee and the Golf Channel because he is suggesting that their criticism of him. Is there anything more millennial or Gen Z than this? He is suggesting that their criticism of him and his play has led to heckling from fans and created a hostile work environment.
Is there anything more boomer than saying anything that was done by a younger generation is based on the decade they were born and not just that they're a douche?
A hostile work environment because the fans are heckling you?
This is tough one, though, because I hate both equally. I hate Brandel Chamblee. He's such a hardo.
Yeah.
And Patrick Reed seems like a gigantic douche.
Okay, but nowhere ever in sports has an athlete suggested that criticism of him or her on a television network, which is covering them, has led to fans heckling them.
That's where it goes back to that conversation we had about golf not being a real sport, because you got a guy like this who's, I can't perform when people are yelling and screaming. This is golf, man. You created this environment.
He says in the lawsuit, he says it started when he was just 23 years old and has really impacted his career. And that's why he's suing for $750 million. Douche move.
Total douche move.
Why can't golf when people are talking or yelling or screaming?
Well, you want to be able to focus on your shot.
I mean, but don't they focus on every other thing and every other competitive sport out there with people yelling and screaming?
Tennis.
Yeah.
Tennis, right?
No, they don't yell.
No, you're
tennis.
Quiet. You're supposed to be quiet at tennis. They have people ejected.
Oh, are they quiet at tennis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But those are the two sports, really.
Right, so, okay, maybe the...
And chess.
But shouldn't you be able to do that in stressful situations to make you... Does it really bother you that much?
Lawn darts.
I've hit some golf balls where people are talking or there's music playing in the background.
Yeah, it's just the way it is. I don't know who created it. I'm with you. It's kind of cheesy that you can't do it. The only place that you can make any noise that looks like fun is the Phoenix Open out there at the Waste Management when they have that par 3 that goes wild.
Because what's harder to do? Hit a golf ball or hit a 98-mile-an-hour fastball that has, like Lou would say, ridiculous movement on it. And guess what? The baseball players seem to do it pretty well with a lot of people yelling and screaming.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm determining that is a douche move, Patrick Reed filing a $750 million lawsuit against the Golf Channel for criticizing him. I'll tell you what's hard to survive, and that is training camp with Dan Campbell. And another great episode last night.
Excellent, excellent. They had their first preseason game, tough loss. So I have two brand new, pretty good Campbell rants, and I have some supporting actors that have been a good addition to the next episode.
Okay.
The first episode was really Dan Campbell, Aiden Hutchison stole the show with the Billie Jean, Michael Jackson routine. This week we had some really good stuff from, they kick it off. Well, that's my fault. I didn't clear that. I thought, that's my bad. Gotta dump it. Holy cow.
Was that AG?
Right off the bat.
What is going on with this program today?
Oh, my Lord.
That was a giant F-bomb.
That woke me up.
Curtis.
The end of that cut was good, but we'll wait to do that later. Let's go to number two. I know this doesn't have a swear. Mark Brunell.
It's Curtis.
My former teammate, Aaron Glenn.
That is entirely my fault. I apologize. Mark Brunell has some great coaching tips for the quarterbacks.
You guys want to hear my coaching advice?
Yeah.
Ready for today? 2 points.
Yeah.
2 points today. Okay? Throw it to our guys. Don't throw it to their guys. I'm done coaching. That's all I'm giving you today. That's all you get.
Excellent stuff from Mark Brunell. He could not be the offensive coordinator
for
the Patriots.
Best offensive coordinator advice I've heard all day.
And then next, my man Dan Campbell gets into the importance of hydrating and getting ready to play.
Oh, there we go.
Hell yeah!
Here's what I want to do. I want everybody to get a drink real quick, and then we're going to flip this whole thing and do a two-minute mode. Down 3 points. Hydrate. Hydrate. There we go. Good. Hydrate. 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 Atta baby.
Hey, hey. Go ball specialist. That's all I need, just one of them bitches.
Need a lot of space here, man.
All right, hey. I'm going to hold these as long as I can, these timeouts. We have 3 timeouts. All right, we got to go, though. We got to function. We got to move.
Out of bounds!
Go, go, go. Out of bounds! Reynolds, that a baby, man. That's so good. I'd kiss you right now if you weren't breathing so hard.
Oh, he's great.
They succeeded in the two-minute drill. And last, so they have a tough loss in their first preseason game. Okay. And generally speaking, I envision these, Wiggy, you would know these better than I do, about the coaches sort of lift you up after a loss and maybe bring you down a peg after a win. That's sort of the Belichick approach.
Yep, that is.
Well, Dan had an interesting approach, especially when it came to the young players in their roster.
My wife used to have some shorts just like these.
You like that?
I what I'm talking about.
Good, my leg needs some
really accentuates the butt cheeks.
The man is obsessed with the buttocks.
Oh, he loves butt cheeks.
He really does. He loves butt cheeks.
Now, who doesn't?
I
love butt cheeks.
I was going to set that up and say Dan must have seen Greg at Goo Goo Dolls last night, and then we were going to hear the butt cheeks, but that's okay. We'll do that another time at the afternoon showing. There's a cut in there that says Dan Campbell after the first game. Should be about 40 seconds or so. Hard knocks.
Obscure science.
Yeah, that's frustrating, you know. It's frustrating because you want to win that game. And we should have won that game, but we didn't earn it. You guys know that. We didn't earn it. Man, we did some good things early. When things don't go right, it's probably your own fault. It's probably our own fault. Guys being selfish, not trusting their teammates. It's just a little stuff, man. But that's the little stuff in this league that bites you in the ass. It is, and it always will be. You guys have been in this league. Understand that. Some of you young guys, this is probably it for your opportunity. This is probably it. And I'm not trying to be a turd. That's not what this is about. But it is reality. You got to make the most of every opportunity when they come up. That's the reality. Man, we did some really good things. We really did. But it's always the little things, man. So all we got to do is clean up all the little
So he's looking in the eye of all these rookies, and they're like waiting for him to say something. He's like, this is probably it. Your NFL career's over after one preseason game.
This is it for you.
Now, he mentioned his wife.
Yeah.
Does he give her little pep talks?
Oh, I'm sure. Around the house?
Well, he says she wears them little shorts, so we got to see what she looks like.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
I have to say, the funniest thing, though, is like, he says something. This is all extemporaneous. Like, he's got nothing written down or prepared. It's just off the top of his head. And so he says, you know, you young guys, this is probably it. Then he realizes that was probably a little too harsh. Then he's like, I'm not trying to be a turd. That's just the God's honest truth.
Right. And I'll tell you what, honey. It's maybe the last time you make tuna casserole.
Hey, guys, you see those shorts right there? You see my wife in those. Her ass cheeks, amazing. I take a bite out of those anytime. That's how you got to come into this mindset. That's the game we got to play. Envision your girl's ass cheeks out there and go get them.
I think we should start every segment with an unplanned F-bomb because I feel like it lifted all of our games.
How did that happen?
There's no excuse. I didn't listen to the whole cut. I listened to the end of it at a good line and I made a mistake.
You got to, like, I know, Curtis, you're a big Dan Campbell fan.
Love him.
You got to watch the podcast. I think it's Bussin' Boys. It's with
Bussin' with the Boys.
Yeah, Bussin' with the Boys, where they talked about who would win a fight, either Dan Campbell or Mike Vrabel.
Oh, I would take Campbell over Vrabel.
Campbell's,
you would?
Totally.
He's yoked. He was big when he played.
I'd still
take. Yeah, but Vrabel's kind of nuts.
Yeah, I'd take Vrabel.
Dan Campbell seems like he's pretty
Yeah, they're
nuts.
Both pretty tapped. You're right.
Vrabel strikes me as the guy that says, let me at him, and then never gets at him.
Oh, that's me. I have everybody literally hold me back.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, Wiggy, let me at him. Wait.
Don't let that guy go, man. He seems crazy.
All right. We got a new feature to introduce this week at 7:20, and that is called That's Whack or That's Wiggy. So, and this is, you can win a WEEI pen or maybe even something better. Shime, did you get a good prize for this? Probably not.
Yeah,
right?
I'm going to send them a signed 8x10 of me.
No, Shime.
There you go, man.
So is there no good prize for this?
No, it's just a WEEI pen.
Shime, were you in the meeting when we said we wanted to come up with a good prize for this?
Yeah, I thought this was a Ken Laird thing. I don't have the money to be splurging on prizes. I can barely get myself here.
Oh, all you have to do is go to promotions and say, can I please have something like Red Sox tickets?
I could send them an 8x10. I could sign one and send it to the winner.
I saw your son signing autographs yesterday on your wife's Instagram.
Yeah, big time. You know, we do sign autographs in the Wiggins household. I think Dan Campbell might have inspired me to.
There were actually people in line.
Oh, yeah.
At their practice.
Yeah.
Looking for autographs.
Had one win last year, turned things around.
Yeah.
All you can go is up.
At least he learned one thing from the old man, which is get right up there and start signing autographs for
people.
That
is it.
Was he charging?
No, not
yet. Is that name, image, likeness thing that he's got going on?
Yeah, he's got a little something going on, you know.
Good.
Still early in the season.
And I have a pretty good feeling that we'll be able to come up with a pretty good prize. We'll be able to announce it coming back. But I think we spoke about something briefly after that meeting that I think we have, but I don't want to say it quite yet.
All right.
Okay.
Excellent. All right. So we'll get to that coming up. Right now, though, here is Shime and what is trending.
Gresh and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Want to know how to turn up game day with while rooting for our beloved Red Sox? Simply crack open the Monster flavor of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Smooth, refreshing, real brewed tea. Look for the bright yellow cans at Fenway. Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted, Red Sox Nation. Speaking of Red Sox Nation, Mr. Jermaine Wiggins, his Boston Red Sox. He's been on the train the whole time, so I'm going to give him credit where credit is due. The Red Sox got yet another win last night as they scored four runs in the first inning against the Pirates, and they held on to win 5-3. Nick Pivetta went seven strong shutout innings, striking out six. Alex Cora talked about Pivetta's outing after the game.
He did a good job. Good fastball, good breaking ball. The slider was good tonight, and he was able to expand. Gave us enough. It was one of those that, he felt good about his stuff. The walks, we got a limit, of course, but overall, a real good one.
I mean, for a guy that gotten shelled a little bit in his last couple outings, he gave up a lot of runs, to come out and pitch seven scoreless is awesome. It's a really good sign from Pivetta for the Sox. The Sox and Pirates will go again today. First pitch, 7:05. Rich Hill takes the mound for your Boston Red Sox. You can catch all that action right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Network. And make sure to tune in to the Visit Massachusetts pregame show at 6:05, brought to you by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Start your summer adventure at visitma.com.
And, Shime, we have, I believe, I have audio we can get to later on this morning that will answer one of the biggest Boston media questions in a decade.
Is there an unedited F-bomb in it?
There is.
Okay, good.
This guy has been known to fly off the handle.
Okay, good. All right.
A little unhinged.
We're going to hear a cut from the Nesson broadcast to really narrow it down that explains an upcoming departure.
How about 8:30 we do that?
Ooh, love it.
Does that work?
Look
okay.
At that.
Excellent.
Yesterday, the Patriots put both Jawan Williams and Malcolm Butler on the IR, ruling them out for the season. So instead of cutting them, they get the golden ticket for the year. They'll continue joint practice. Practices with the Panthers today as they get ready for preseason game number 2 Friday night. And Aaron Rodgers, already getting frustrated with drops and the inconsistencies of his young receivers. Here's what Rodgers had to say following their first preseason game.
A lot of mental errors, a lot of pre-snap penalties. So kind of been the theme at camp. Simple plays, we're messing up. The young guys, they got to, especially young receivers, we got to be way more consistent. A lot of drops, a lot of, bad route decisions, run the wrong route. So we gotta get better in that area.
So I know Tom Brady necessarily didn't throw to rookie receivers a lot, but he never called them out like this.
That is real leadership right there, taking the responsibility upon yourself as opposed to putting it on the young guys, on your teammates. I mean, that's Aaron Rodgers in a nutshell,
what
I think.
What a horse's ass.
Yeah, it really is.
I got no issue with him doing that, though. He's got a light of fire under their ass. Like, he's saying, hey, listen, I'm dependent on you guys to step up. But you haven't been doing that, so maybe what that does is motivates them, lights a fire under their ass, and now, they're saying, hey, my quarterback is counting on me, and a guy like Aaron Rodgers is counting on me and makes me play better.
You know who you can blame for this, and you're going to be shocked when I say this, but Tom Brady really has made the NBA come to the NFL. Like, the quarterbacks now are much more like Kevin Durant than they are John Elway. Like, there's just a different sort of, like, there's this huge tier from the quarterback to the rest of the roster.
Oh, yeah.
And they really do act like they can do whatever they want because they can.
All right, Shime, anything else?
No, that'll do it for trending. We go to Chris Curtis, our weather smoke in the Weather Center.
Thank you, Shimer. It is currently 67 and partly cloudy in Boston, and it is, Matt, right now, hourly forecast on my latest modeling says at 4 p.m., showers, 51% precipitation and winds north-northwest at nearly 20 miles an hour.
Now,
65.
You know what that 51% chance of precipitation means.
Right.
We learned about this.
Yes,
the,
we did
on,
learn
on
about
program.
This.
Right. It means that there's a 100% chance of rain 51% of the time.
It means it's only going to rain in 51% of the weather mapping area.
Right. But I actually have mine takes it right to Granite Lakes.
It does?
Yep.
Is there going to be like a dark
good.
Cloud over
yeah,
Granite Lakes?
It's the
Lakes?
Doppler 5 billion.
Greg, is that also your success rate at weddings?
Hey, Shimer.
Shimer, it's 100%
That's
so
it.
Far. I find I'm getting a lot of random wedding invitations now.
And that weather report is brought to you by the 99.
There you go, Greg.
Visit the 99 restaurants the day after the Red Sox win today.
Yeah. The bride lines them up and you knock them
down.
They're
like, hey, we got a couple. We have some single bridesmaids. Let's invite Greg Hill to the wedding.
Well, if you like me, I would just like to go to the 99 because kids eat free and I love it. 99 Rewards members get a free kids meal with every adult entree purchase. The 99 restaurant, the official family restaurant of your Boston Red Sox.
What a shine. Quite a ratio at last night's Goo Goo Dolls show. I'm just
going to
leave, it at that. And they were age appropriate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like in their 50s.
Yeah.
So they
were from the 1950s?
All right. Coming up, our new feature, That's Whack or That's Wiggy, and your chance to win some kind of a prize maybe. Coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Don't be left out. The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Well, when it comes to making a decision on the Numbnuts Invitational, I like to use a philosophy which I call WWDC, which is what would, or I need to add a D at the end.
Jesus.
What would Dan Campbell do?
He would play.
He would play in the rain?
Yep.
He'd
grab your ass.
Probably hold, like if there was lightning, he'd hold his one iron up and and challenge the lightning.
Hey, Greg, those pants, you look really good. My wife has a pair when she plays golf. Just, I don't know, something makes her ass look great.
Those pants really accentuate your butt cheeks.
How would you feel? Imagine that was your workplace environment. You're out there getting ready to go to work, and your boss smacks your ass and says, it reminds him of his wife.
That is a hostile work environment, not what Patrick Reed is suing
You might
about.
Like that work environment.
Although I did see Ken do that to Turpin.
All right, Courtney is off with the COVID. I was texting with her yesterday, and she said she was feeling a little bit better. So, but she can't come back to work until Monday. Although, a texter pointed out earlier this morning on the Subaru of New England text line that both Wiggy and I worked from home with the vid.
Right.
And so maybe we could get Courtney, if she's feeling better, to join us tomorrow or Friday. Maybe.
Tomorrow's Thursday, so it's Friday, Junior. She's probably like, ooh, is it really worth working two days?
I mean,
I think the COVID's kind of coming back.
I guess she's already had, this is her third day off.
Right.
I mean, but this particular strain, whichever one it is, the COVID number 478.3 is not as severe as previous ones, I don't believe. So maybe she'd be able to do that. All right. Anyway, new feature on the show this morning, which is called That's Whack or That's Wiggy. Do we have an intro for this, Shime?
We do not.
Okay.
Our imaging guy was out all last week.
Everybody's on. What is the
problem with flex time? Yeah. Nobody works. And nothing gets done. I mean,
an email was sent out.
Wait, so Amen Corner, is he off too?
I think, yeah, he is also on vacation. He is down in Florida as we speak.
Flex time.
Why can everybody take vacation at the same time? Like, don't we have managers that are like, I mean, Ken, I love you, but like, who's working when?
Well, no, Ken is also on vacation.
I know. I mean, so, what are we doing?
Who's Ken's assistant?
I am.
Curtis is the assistant.
I am the assistant to the assistant to the assistant.
Come on, Curtis. I guess it's your job.
I have never been delineated these responsibilities.
I mean, I got to tell you something. I wish everybody adopted the attitude that I have, which is no days off.
No days off.
I never take
true.
Vacation days.
Yeah, actually, you know what?
Monday was a miscommunication.
Yeah, we talked about this Monday. I don't know where you were.
It's a miscommunication. He was headed back, but.
I know. The guy that shows up to work at 7:30 half the time
I have yet to take advantage of my late day. I want to make that clear.
What are you talking about? You've taken like seven of them.
No, I haven't taken any, Curtis. Name one.
2 weeks ago.
No, I wasn't late 2 weeks ago.
Okay, 2 months ago.
Oh, you mean in New Hampshire for the road show?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Ken Laird's fault. He was supposed to call me and pick me up.
Excuse me. Social distance, please.
There was a morning this summer where we were calling him and he didn't show up till like 7:30.
It was a couple weeks ago.
Like, I'm not losing my mind.
I'm late at all. All right. So the way this new feature works is Wiggy shares a story, theoretically from his marvelously interesting life, and you have to determine as the contestant whether that story is whack or
was
Wiggy.
Was it Wiggy whack?
Okay, all right. So whether it's true or not true, right? Correct.
Yes.
All right. Let's get this up for me. Let's get the contestant. I believe it's Dustin. Hello, Dustin.
Oh, he's white.
What up? What up?
What's going on, Dustin? How are you?
Good. And yourself, Mr. Hill?
Excellent. So Wiggy has a story for you, and it's up to you to determine whether it is whack or it is Wiggy. And we have figured out that if you are able to guess correctly, you will win a $100 gift card for the Time Out Market over by Fenway.
Awesome spot.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
All right, go ahead, Wade.
So I was inspired by Dan Campbell. This is a training camp story. Now, would you like the one that might deal with, let's say, the brawl? Hostile environment like we saw at the Patriots, or there's another one where Dan Campbell tells the kid, this is probably it for you.
Since there were some kerfuffles yesterday at Gillette, I want that one.
Okay. All right. So when I played, I think this was like 2005, played for the Vikings, and we had rookie hazing was cool back then. You could do it. Now all of a sudden everybody frowns upon it. So we had this one guy on our team by the name of Brock Lesnar.
I think it's more than frowning when it comes to hazing at this point. But
playful hazing, right? So we had this one guy on our team who's Brock Lesnar. I don't know if you know who Brock Lesnar is. He's wrestles in the WWE, college wrestler. Yeah. So what we always did every year is we made sure like all the rookies would come in. You'd either shave their eyebrows, shave their hair, do something fun to them. Make them feel like they're part of the team. Earn your stripes. So we were in the in the dorm, and we were like, all right, it's time for Brock to get his hair cut. Now, if you've seen Brock Lesnar, he's a pretty large man. And we're beating on his door, telling him, all right, it's time for you to come out and get a haircut. So he comes out. He's got these little European bodybuilding underwear on, no shirt on. Got like body oil on him. I don't know what he was doing in his room. And he's like, ain't nobody cutting my hair. I'm whooping everybody's ass in there. If somebody comes near me, I'm beating your ass. And we're like, God damn, bro. Just trying to shave your eyebrows or something here. Ain't nobody, trying to. And he's like, when I was in the WWE, they would do all types of hazing. Somebody took a poop in my bag and all. Like, so he was really traumatized.
He really spoke at length about his objection.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was traumatized, right?
So
we said, nah, you're getting it done.
Okay.
So we get to the
point. Did you go and
No.
By the way, just a quick heads up, a little insight into the goings on around here. At the beginning of this, Wiggy said, do you want the story to be short or long? I said short. No. This is a short one
right here.
It's
a pretty good story.
This is a short one.
It is Friday now.
It is Friday. So. Yes. All right. So we proceed. I wasn't going to do anything because if you've seen Brock Lesnar, I was like, wait a second. There's not a bat close to me. So we had about like five or six. Big, I'm talking Big Mac, Dave Dixon, 6'5", 350-pound guys.
and we're wrestling him in the hallway, trying to get him to, you know, like where we could get him to cut his hair.
Right. And then somebody was in his room pooping in his bed.
Oh, no. No. And there was, and we couldn't get him. So what we ended up doing, because it started to get really heated, and we were like, all right, what we'll do is we'll get him the next day. So we wait till the next day and we chase him around the field, and finally, like 10 of us tackle him. You know,
and you finally, and you were able to shave his head.
No, no, no. We had to tape him up.
Wait, don't rush the story.
Don't rush the story, Greg. So we had to tape him up. So we taped him up, and then we ultimately had to douse him full of Gatorade and water because he didn't want his hair cut.
Okay.
And at the end of it, that was the conclusion, and it was like one of the scariest moments in my life because.
Can I guess, or is it only Dustin?
No, it's just Dustin.
Oh, man.
Dustin first. Dustin, so the question is that whack or is that Wiggy?
Wow, there was a lot of information in that story.
Yeah.
So, well, so that can go either way. You're giving too much information because you're lying, or that really happened. So I'm going with fact.
You're going that it's whack, you said, or it's actually true?
True, sorry.
Okay,
true.
So you think that's Wiggy. Curtis, what's your guess?
That is 1,000% whack.
Okay, Wiggy, what's the answer?
That is 1,000% true.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
Really?
We were wrestling him and everything, and we couldn't get him, so we had to wait till the next day when we had more bodies, and we chased him around. We finally got him. We taped him up. And we doused them with water and everything. You know, it was.
And you made it happen.
And we finally made it happen.
Properly hazed.
I was like, tie him down, get him down. You guys got him.
All right, but you can't do that anymore.
No.
No, it was fun. I mean, it wasn't like we did anything crazy.
You have to sign a permission slip.
Yes.
All right, that is that's whack or that's Wiggy, and we should get to this.
It's time for
huge battle brewing today in Cambridge. Bike lanes versus parking spaces.
The news.
People already are kind of hesitant to take home a nice wooden instrument on a rainy day.
Get rid of bikes. Bikes should be illegal.
Ban them. Ban bikes.
Illegal.
Ban bikes.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Baseball card in your wheel.
For enjoying a nice leisurely bike ride on a blue bike.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. Northeast Men's Health now has 3 offices in the Boston area. Area, including their newest in Marlboro.
I'm a yuppie on a blue bike.
On WEEI.
All right. As we were just discussing, Courtney is out. Here is Scheim with today's news.
Thank you, Gregory. First off for you, President Biden signed the $430 billion, that's billion with a B, ladies and gentlemen, Inflation Reduction Act into law. On Tuesday, Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act. Aside from attempting to lower the price of prescription drugs and high inflation, the law, which includes the most significant climate package in American history, is designed to lower greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S.
Well, why don't they call it that? Why is it inflation in the title? Can somebody explain that to me?
Because what the American public doesn't know is what makes them the American public.
Okay. So I just want to be clear. I just want to be clear that the
inflation
essentially what
act
you're saying,
sounds better.
The bill is we're spending $400+ billion.
Yep, that's with a B.
And it has absolutely nothing to do with decreasing inflation.
So, Greg,
some would suggest that the recession that we are headed into has been caused by the trillions of dollars in spending that the government has undertook over the last couple of years when it comes to sending people checks.
So I have a thought. So we're spending $430 billion on an inflation tax or law, whatever he's doing, on climate control. There's only 329.5 million people in the U.S. Can't you just send everybody $1 billion? Fix everything?
No, that's not how that works.
Oh, you can do that?
That's a lot more expensive than $1 billion.
Ooh, gas price?
Remember NBC News screwed up the math with that when they were like, why don't we just give $1 billion to everybody in America?
Yes. Why don't they just send everybody money that they can use to buy gas and beef and chicken and
another $1,200 check.
And everything that's more expensive. Yeah. All right. Okay.
We can hear from President Biden if you'd like.
Sure. Greg. Is he awake?
I believe so. Okay. We'll hear right here.
Today offers further proof that the soul of America is vibrant, the future of America is bright, and the promise of America is real and just beginning.
Very much seems like it.
And hopefully the gas prices will come down with this admissions thing.
Yeah. So, well, Shyam, on the, when it comes to the math on that, mm-hmm. if you were going to give everybody a billion, it would only be 430 people in the U.S. who would get the billion. Right.
Oh, right. Yeah, duh. Yeah. Bad math on me.
Yes,
good
okay.
job.
I mean, we only need 100,000.
But you could get everybody a million, right?
I don't know.
No, if you divided 500 million, just 500 million by the current population, which is 327 million, every American would get $1.53.
That's it?
That's 500 million.
Yes. That's what I just said.
So, yeah, so if it was 500 billion.
So then maybe say $10.
Right.
Oh, 53 cents.
That's depressing.
So $10, a little less than a billion, but not too far.
Bad math. Well, from one bad or good, I don't know, kind of leader to another, Mayor Michelle Wu seeks to ban fossil fuels in new buildings. Boston is seeking to ban fossil fuels from new building projects and major renovations. Uh-huh. Mayor Michelle Wu announced Tuesday. Uh-huh. The Democrats said that the state's largest city will take advantage of a key provision in the climate change bill signed into law by Charlie Baker last week. That legislation, which is meant to bring the state closer to net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050, mm-hmm. calls for a pilot project allowing 10 Massachusetts cities and towns to require new building projects be all electric, with the exception of life science labs and healthcare facilities. We can hear from the wonderful Mayor Wu.
Our city is ready to join this pilot program to understand and lay out how banning new fossil fuel hookups can benefit our cities, our state, and our country. We'll work with our partners in labor and in real estate, building systems and energy, and public health and environmental justice to make sure that Boston will be part of this climate-conscious, health, and prosperity-oriented coalition.
What was that?
So all buildings will be like solar power?
Yeah. Except in the winter when the sun isn't out. But
what are they going to do that with airplanes one day? Solar-powered airplanes?
I've never thought of that. Why are you asking?
There actually is a news report this past week that there's a new supersonic company that's got planes that will somehow be carbon neutral. They're using some new form. I sent it to the group over the weekend. Yeah. But I don't know the details well enough to get into it.
The way it works, this is an idea, I think Michelle Wu came up with it, is they identify the people on the plane when they're in midair who are using too much carbon, and they just throw them out.
Oh, jeez.
That's how they make it
at least hopefully
neutral.
They give them a parachute.
It's like Russian roulette getting on those flights.
Yeah.
By the way, this is good news for my favorite Office character, Limo Lady.
And Limo Lady, we are going completely carbon neutral.
All right, what else, Shyam?
Well, yet another leader here in the news. Governor Baker's biggest concerns ahead of the Orange Line shutdown. Just 3 days before the Orange Line shutdown, Governor Baker says that it's now time to plan your route. Whether you rely on the T or just drive through part of Boston, Boston 25 News asked the governor about his biggest concerns ahead of Friday.
All these kids on their bikes weaving in and out of traffic and almost got hit by a car and a gentleman.
That's not the right cut.
That's not it.
Realistically.
That's not it either.
Well, I think the biggest concern, I have the same two concerns I think that most people have, which is that people find a way that works for them, recognizing and understanding the inconvenience that's associated with this, which is real and significant. But the other big concern is there's a ton of work, 5 years worth of work on the Orange Line that's going to get done over the course of the next 30 days, and it's critically important that it get done.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
I love
done.
How politicians always like, you know, people got to find an alternate route, you know, and that's just what they have to do when every one of the vehicles that they ride in have whippers on them. They don't have to stop at one red light. They weave in and out of traffic.
Do you think Dan Campbell would have a good platform to run on? He would inspire a lot of people.
We should do a bet when the Orange Line fix is done. Like, we should set an over-under, because for me, it's starting Friday, which would
starts
be
Friday,
the 19th of August.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
30 days, so let's give it a month, say September 19th is the day will be done. My guess is it is not done before Columbus Day or Native American Day or whatever it's called.
Yes.
Indigenous People's Day?
Yeah.
You're probably right.
It will not be done
that.
Before Indigenous People's
you're
Day.
You're probably right about that, Curtis. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll get to the rest of the news, including the dumbest of the day coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Show.
You're listening to The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
And streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Documented that I'm not really a physical labor kind of guy. I hire somebody to hang a picture frame. Mm-hmm. That being said,
then you rip me for my wife building a crib.
That being said, is it possible that it is accurate that when it comes to the MBTA, there is 5 years worth of work being done in 30 days? How is that anywhere near possible? Never mind investigating the Chris Sale bicycle accident.
I know.
That's impressive.
How is it? Somebody would have to tell me who does this. Like somebody who's an engineer.
By my math, that works out. So, fine.
In the running for text of the day during the break, 617 texter said the big dig was the opposite. It was 30 days of work done in 5 years. It sounds like a lie.
And the other thing,
how do you get 5 years worth of work done in 30 days
when you do nothing for the prior 5 years? So it looks like it's five years of work.
Like it doesn't seem to be possible.
How safe is that to get on?
It seems physically impossible to do that.
And if the second somebody says, "Why are you worrying about this? Why are you calling out the politicians constantly? What is your obsession with this thing? Why are they waiting until Friday to start?" Oh, I know why. Because people are out of town, mm-hmm. and they don't want to have it be in the middle of the work week. When in reality, this should really be started now. It should have started 2 months ago.
Yeah.
But they're starting it on Friday because it's all PR spin.
Yeah.
They're doing it on a Friday in August because there's less people on the road, when all you're doing is kicking the can down the road because there's more people on the road in the middle of September, which will occur when this is still ongoing.
When it comes to being able to get 5 years worth of work done in 30 days, mm-hmm. something stinks in Denmark or on Beacon Hill. All right, back to the news. Shime, what's next?
In an unfortunate story, a man was left bloodied after dozens of bicyclists surround his car in the South End.
This is an awful story.
Yeah, this is horrendous.
The guy happened to be wrong place, wrong time, and then they surrounded the guy on their bikes. And one of them bloodied the guy.
Mm. Yeah, assaulted the man on Tremont Street in broad daylight in front of multiple restaurants. Witnesses say he just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time.
What was going on? What were the bikers doing?
They were probably supposed to be in the bike lane, but they're probably in the regular lane and didn't like the fact that the guy was trying to drive. It's probably no place for him to drive.
The reporting is that he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. No, he was doing what he would normally do, and people broke the law.
So it was like a misidentity? They thought he was somebody else?
No, they are emboldened, the
bicyclists.
The bicycle people.
The bicycle union is rising up against us. I don't think it's the actual bicycle union, but regardless.
Yes.
The witnesses tell us they stopped everything they were doing when the bicyclists in these newly released images rode through Tremont Street around 3:30 in the afternoon, causing what they call mayhem. We can hear by someone who lives nearby, Henry Baez.
All these kids on their bikes weaving in and out of traffic and almost got hit by a car, and a gentleman beeped his horn and he got out. I guess they hit his car or he hit one of them or thought he did, and it just went crazy from there on end, and they attacked the poor man.
Why are we allowing this tiny minority of fascists that happen to ride Schwinn's dictate how we do all of our city planning? We kowtow to this tiny, minute percent of our population that for half the year can't even use their lovely specialized bike, and yet we enable them to have such a huge oversized say in all of our road planning.
Because it's the same reason that Michelle Wu is banning fossil fuel in new buildings. It's because we have to be a green city, Curtis.
But it doesn't make sense.
They don't want people driving their cars anymore.
Do they have any green cities in Alaska?
I don't think
so. Do you go
to
work in Juneau in December on your bike? I mean, it's laughable. It's cold here in December. People don't ride their bikes, and the people that do seem to be bothered by everyone that doesn't.
And this situation here, if this is like, this looks like a bunch of kids who were, you know, the bike lanes really weren't intended for them. You know what I mean? When you think about these bike lanes we have.
Of course.
So it looks like a bunch of rowdy kids that, you know, were harassing people after the guy blew the horn. If kids are weaving in and out and I'm driving in my car, hey, and they're putting themselves in a situation, they might get clipped.
Well, you're different. You can defend yourself.
No, I wouldn't get out of the car.
There's people. It's just.
But think about the impact it has on all of us. Everybody that lives and works in the city of Boston.
Yeah.
The bike lanes have negatively impacted your commute every day. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about, you know, the Rose Kennedy Greenway above where 93 used to be, you know, or where 93 used to be. We're talking about every road. Cambridge Street taking you to the Pike, okay? Yeah. The bike lane to nowhere. You have what used to be two lanes of traffic. One went to Harvard Ave. The other continued straight on Cambridge Street, driving towards the Pike in Alston Brighton. That is now one lane. It is traffic no matter what time of day. People's commute times have probably gone up 30 to 40% since these bike lanes have been implemented.
Well, will this be a part of the new tourism ads for Boston where they say, come and drive around Boston and get beat up by a bunch of bicyclists? Is that
everyone's a winner in the Commonwealth. Yeah. Everyone's a winner in the Commonwealth.
I mean,
we don't abide by the referendums that we have some years, you know, like vote no for bike lanes. But what do you think the vote would be in the city of Boston if it was yes or no to bike lanes? It would be 80-20. But yet we enable these people. It's so stupid. And if you think it's green, bang your head over the head, walk into a wall, because it's not green. Whatever you gain from that person not driving to their car, you gain another 2,000 cars that are idling on Palm Ave.
Waiting for somebody. We're trying to find a way to get through the one lane that's left for traffic.
The bottleneck that was created.
Yes. All right. We got to take a break. Shyam, can we get to the rest of the news and the dumbest of the day coming up next?
We sure can, Greg.
We'll do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.